This time last year, Shropshire's famous Severn Valley Railway was in chaos. Torrential floodwaters had washed away part of the track, racking up a huge repair bill and forcing part of the line to close during the peak tourism season. It cost the company millions of pounds, so few people will deny the Severn Valley Railway its special day of celebration this coming week. This is the Shropshire Star's Sunday supplement. It's June the 8th, and in just 3 days' time, the Bridge North-based Steam Railway will be getting an official royal seal of approval. Prince Charles and his wife Camilla will travel by train from Kidderminster to Bridge North, stopping at Hampton Lode, with some special tasks to perform on the way. Here's the Shropshire Star's royal correspondent, Shirley Tart.
On Tuesday, the Prince of Wales and his wife, the Duchess of Cornwall, will arrive in the county in perhaps one of the most spectacular ways, along the Severn Valley Railway, on the royal train but pulled by steam engine. The idea is to celebrate the reopening of the line following last year's floods at Kidderminster, but a royal visit is always a bit special, and while the Prince is actually quite a regular visitor to Shropshire, his wife less so, she will be arriving in a very interesting way. The couple will, on the journey, they'll stop at Bewdley Railway Station first, and then on to Hampton Lode, where they'll meet a couple of people who are early members of the Severn Valley Railway and have lived in the station house at Hampton Lode for more than 50 years. That particular section of the visit ends at Bridge North, where the Prince and the Duchess will meet railway volunteers, boiler engineers, and unveil a commemorative plaque.
That's Shirley Tart, who will be reporting on the royal visit for the Shropshire Star. And keep an eye on our website too for video coverage. The school closures issue rumbles on. On Tuesday, a public meeting is being held at Lidbury North in South Shropshire, the latest leg of a campaign to oppose merger with nearby Clunbury. Don't miss Wednesday's Star for a full report on what promises to be another heated debate. Now, are you bored with the Euro 2008 football championships already? With England failing to qualify, it's just not the same. But for scores of Polish workers in Shropshire, excitement is at fever pitch as their national team begins its campaign today. As for the rest of us, well, we're left to try and pick a favourite second team. Manchester United fans are going for Portugal because of Ronaldo. Others choose France for the Arsenal connection. Me? Well, I'm with Croatia. At least then England can say they went out to the eventual winners. It's going to be on our TV screens for next month, so we might as well take the time out to find out what it's all about. So let's speak to the Shropshire Star's football writer Chris Hudson to give you a helping hand.
The home nation's failure to qualify was, of course, a massive disappointment for supporters the length and breadth of the United Kingdom. But if you can be bothered to switch on your TV sets over the next 3 weeks, there's still some massive names and some massive games there to watch. Of course, Premiership football fans are in for a treat. You've got the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo hoping to take the Portuguese one step further than they did 4 years ago when they were beaten in the final by shock winners Greece. You've got Michael Ballack, inspirational for Chelsea in the second half of the season and looking to do the same for Germany, always one of the favourites in any international tournament. Then you've got Spain, perennial underachievers, but surely this time they can go close. Fernando Torres has scored goals for fun for Liverpool this season, while Cesc Fabregas has been an absolute revelation in the Arsenal midfield. A youngster he may be, but surely he's coming of age now. If Spain can do it any time, it has to be this year. Then you've got the Italians, the reigning world champions. No big Premiership stars in their team, but you can't underestimate a side of their quality. And what about the French? Thierry Henry's had a disappointing season for Barcelona, but Arsenal fans know what he can do, and I'm sure the rest of Europe will be watching out for him too. The action promises to be exciting, it promises to be thrills all the way. The only question is, will anyone in England be watching?
That's Chris Hudson from the Shropshire Star Sports Desk. And don't miss Star Sport over the next month for full coverage of Euro 2008. Tomorrow is a big day for 10 Shropshire inventors, who will be hoping to stake their claim for a £5,000 prize, turning their dreams into reality. They've reached the semi-final stage of Star Idea, a Dragon's Den-style competition to reward local inventors who have great ideas for products or processes but lack the financial support to make them happen. Four local businesses have invested their money in the scheme, and they're Shropshire Enterprise Trust in Shrewsbury, the E-Innovation Centre in Telford, the Rural Regeneration Zone from Advantage West Midlands, and Turner Peachey Accountants. Now their job will be to select three finalists, whose ideas will then be presented live on stage at the Shropshire Business Awards on June the 27th, when the audience of around 700 people will vote for the winner. Find out who the finalists are in this week's Shropshire Star, And if you want to be a member of the audience to choose the winner, tickets are available from Shropshire Chamber of Commerce now. Call 01952 208 200. We'll see you next week.